Cancer patients face a difficult road to having children long after they're in remission, with routine cancer treatments like chemotherapy greatly affecting fertility in both women and men. A new scientific breakthrough is giving couples hope. Japanese scientists have been able to produce live mice from frozen testicle tissue by defrosting it and growing live sperm. Alana Arcangeli has more.
Actually a very exciting breakthrough. All the cells within this culture need to be healthy in order to support the sperm to develop and become a normal sperm. I mean, many years people have tried to do that. Everyone reached a certain degree of development from a specific stage of those very early and immature sperm to a mature sperm, but it looks like that at least the Japanese group here have a breakthrough, but it's a breakthrough that everybody can actually build on, which is very exciting.
Dr. Orly Luckham-Kaplan is a reproductive specialist and previous head of the Germ Stem Cell Laboratory at Monash University. She says that this breakthrough procedure could allow men who lose their fertility through cancer treatments to have kids using frozen tissue before treatment begins.
A child comes, unfortunately, to the clinic and was diagnosed with testicular cancer, so immediately there will have to be a harvest of a testicular tissue for preservation before anything is done. And the reason is, once we start with the chemotherapy and radiotherapy, then we kill the cells that are dividing in the testes and we are prevent this individual to become a fertile individual. By removing the tissue before the treatment, after diagnosis of cancer, then we can preserve it, and then later on when it's required, we can actually create sperm and provide this individual with potential offspring.
So the experiment was done on mice, I understand?
Yeah, the experiment was done on mice. Once they'll optimize it in animals, in mice, they probably can start and identifying whether they can do the same in human. Not necessarily, you know, utilizing the whole human being for that, but what we can do is take tissues that were removed from unfortunate cancer patients and see whether we can develop some of those cells that were harvested during the surgery to become normal human sperm.
Reproductive specialist Dr. Orly Luckham-Kaplan. Louise Johnson is from Australia's Your Fertility Project, aiming to educate couples on their best chances and options of conceiving and having a healthy baby. Men who have undergone cancer treatment are just one of the groups they consult with.
Look, I think it's a very emotional time, and it's really important that people have the chance to talk about their fertility. The really important thing for men who face a prognosis of cancer is to talk to their treating doctor about how to preserve their fertility. And usually it's possible to preserve some semen containing sperm, so that if they wish to have children following cancer treatment, then that's an option for them.
What do you think of the emerging prospect that men who lose their fertility through cancer treatments could have kids using frozen tissue before beginning treatment now?
Well, for women, what has happened is that ovarian tissue has been frozen and successfully been used to create children into the future, and possibly this could be a scenario also for frozen tissue as well. But at the moment, there are very good options using frozen sperm for men faced with this prognosis.
Louise Johnson from Australia's Your Fertility Project. While this new breakthrough gives hope to men facing cancer treatment, Dr. Orly Luckham-Kaplan also thought it had other possible applications. Hypothetically, could this research be helpful for people not just with facing cancer treatment, but perhaps also a man who would like to preserve tissue before having a vasectomy?
I mean, if you look at it in a bigger picture, yes. But fortunately, with vasectomized people, I mean, they can always go back and do a reverse vasectomy. If we reconnect the tube, then everything can go back to normal. Saying that, in cases where the reversal is not working, it might be a possibility.
Reproductive specialist Dr. Orly Luckham-Kaplan speaking with Alana Arcangeli.